talk to me a little bit about your comments regarding to the American Seed Trade Association today, especially regarding the biotechnology and labeling and GMOs and maybe the resistance against it.
Well, I said that I think it's a tragedy for the poor and the hungry of the world that we are slow and to bring the benefits of this these technologies to them. I talked about the unspeakable sadness of hundreds of thousands, millions of children going blind when golden rice was available. Now we hope will be available, but all the hardship, even death, that's occurred in the meantime for no good scientific reason. But I also made the point that this is not merely a scientific argument. If it were about science, there isn't much. There isn't any argument. It's a moral question, and that I hope one day those who are opposing without scientific validity the spread of these essential technologies will rethink, as some have begun to do, and support thoughtful, careful use of technologies that are our only hope for feeding a world of 9 billion people.
During your administration here in Indiana, you're very pro-ag. That seems to continue while in your tenure at Purdue. Talk to me about the importance of research, land-grant universities, and the success of the seed industry and the success of the ag industry, really.
Yeah. Well, first of all, the successes are evident. They're undeniable. I talked here about how the widely publicized forecasts of doom were all completely wrong, completely blown away by the brilliance of people like those at Purdue and researchers elsewhere in both academic and corporate pursuits. It remains very central to our purpose at our university. I said, what more noble careers could our young idealists choose than to press out the frontiers of knowledge in agriculture and to therefore make available to hungry people in a world that's headed for 9 billion hungry souls, many of them, the food and the better nutrition they deserve.
How important is it for your institution to continue to invest in and the students in the technology in the future of the seed and the ag industry?
You know, you can't do everything if you want to do things well. So we had a very hard look last year, my first year, at where we would make major investments, and we chose plant science as one of two out of hundreds of possibilities, two for special and deep investments. Why? One, because Purdue's already very good at it. Purdue's two of the last five or six World Food Prize winner. But secondly, because if successful, I should say when successful, when research in new seeds and other production techniques comes, it'll have the greatest effect for good on the greatest number of people possible. It'll be beneficial for not just in terms of feeding people, but for the environment, as less pesticide, insecticide is required, all these things, less water. So what more exciting area for our young people and for our brilliant faculty to lead in, and that's why we're going to put all those resources we can gather into it.